Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. This refers to Israel, and you know about that. And she, being with child, this is Israel and Jesus, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, that's Satan, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And that one time when we started the book, we looked at that in the book of Revelation. But let me move on. Verse number 4. And his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven, speaking to the angelic realm, and did cast them down to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Remember the thing about Jesus and the Herod and all that? It's referring to all this time. And she brought forth a man child against Israel. Am I going too fast? Y'all got the picture. Israel brought forth Jesus, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, referring to Jesus in the millennium. So you're covering a wide spectrum of time here. And her child was called up unto God to his throne. That's where he's sitting right now. Look, interesting, verse number 6. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God that they should feed her there 1,260 days, literally 1,260 days. And we know when we went through the study of the book of Revelation, this is in the middle of the week where they flee to the mountains when the Antichrist enters into the millennium, declares himself to be God. Satan comes and inhabits the Antichrist, and I don't want to get lost in all this. But Jesus tells them in Matthew 24, when you see this time, you need to get out of Jerusalem, okay? And pray that your flight be not in winter. Pray that the women don't have babies. Pray that it's not on the Sabbath. Remember all that? That's when all this is taking place. But the point I want you to see in this passage of Scripture, that when Satan fell, the Bible talks about he took a third part of the stars, referring to the angelic realm, with him. So in a couple of weeks, probably about 2 or 3 weeks, we'll look at the study of Satan. And, you know, but it's important to understand when we're looking at the angelic realm, when did Satan fall that took a third of the part of the angels with him? That's a good question. When did they go from good angels, in generic terms, from being a good angel to a bad angel, from a holy angel to an unholy angel? And we see it was during Satan's rebellion. If you will, turn with me to Ezekiel chapter number 28. Ezekiel chapter number 28. Let's begin in verse number 11. Now, when we read this, it's what is called double reference. Many times in Scripture, there's a double reference, like a prophecy, if you will. Something's happening during that time. This is a prophecy against King of Tyrus there in the beginning of Ezekiel. But it also is a double reference concerning also Satan. Anyway, I wish I could talk more about that, but time won't allow. But I want you to notice in verse number 11, Ezekiel number 28, chapter 28. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation against the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. That's where we get this double reference from. Again, the king of Tyrus, there was actually a king, but he was an evil king, and I won't go into all that. But obviously, this king wasn't in the Garden of God, wasn't in the Garden of Eden. He's referring to Lucifer. Thou hast been in Eden, the Garden of God. Now, he describes Lucifer. When he was in the Garden of God, every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, and all these things. The workmanship of thy tabrets and thy pipes was prepared in the day that thou was created. When many people think of the devil, they think of this old fork-tailed, you know, and the red suit and the little horns coming up, you know, and kind of. No, when Lucifer was created, he was a beautiful being. And that's the picture here. Matter of fact, of all the angelic beings, most likely Lucifer was, how would I say this, Doug? You're on the same page with me, you're following. Lucifer would be the shining glory, because we read here, matter of fact, verse number 14, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. So of all the angelic realms, Lucifer was, I like to call him, he was the big dog, okay? So that, you know, I have a simple mind. These other guys are really smart. I just have a simple mind. So Lucifer was like a big dog around all the room. And you see the picture of him here. He was anointed cherub that covered. And notice this, I have set thee so. God had made him that way. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God, and thou walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Look at this verse number 15. Thou wast perfect in the ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. So again, when we get into the study of Satan, we'll look more in depth in here. By multitudes of thy merchandise, they filled in the midst of these with violence, and thou hast sinned that I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. So you know now, he's talking not to the king, actual human king, but he's talking to Lucifer, that cherub, that anointed cherub that covereth. Look at verse number 17. Okay. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. He's a beautiful creation. And pride, and we're going to read in Isaiah where Lucifer said, I will. Remember those six I wills? I will. And the Bible here says in Ezekiel, he was lifted up in pride because he was beautiful. I think, like I mentioned that, of course, I wasn't there. I've never seen him. I've never seen an angel. But obviously from the description of God's word, he was something to behold, something to see. And because of that, because of the beauty, he was prideful. Then he says, thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay before the kings that they may behold thee. It goes on and on and on. So you see where he was cast down. When was this? Oh, there's so much. Turn me to Isaiah. Back up. Isaiah chapter number 14. Begin in verse number 12, okay? This is actually referring to Lucifer. And I remember, for you Bible students, before the fall, he was known as Lucifer. Before he sinned, before he was cast out of heaven, he was known in the heavens as Lucifer. When Lucifer was cast down and became the devil or Satan, he was no longer classified as Lucifer. There's different meanings, and when we get to the Lucifer means something, the devil means something. Oh, they have different meanings to him. That's why he's never referred to in the scripture after his fall as Lucifer. When we get to the study of Satan, we'll look at that. But anyway, I want you to notice, thou, how art thou fallen from heaven? Remember Revelation 12? He fell from heaven. Here it is in Isaiah as a prophecy, or actually looking back, some morning, how art thou cut to the ground which thou did weaken the nations? For that, here it is, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the midst of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. And you see those, I will. Look at verse number, and that time won't be allowed to read the rest of it, but you get the picture. So here's the question people have. When did this take place? When was he cast down from heaven? When did these fallen angels follow Satan? It's of my deep, deep conviction, and through Bible study, I believe that after day six, when God created the heavens and the earth, and God created man, and he looked at Adam, and he said, remember the first 5 days? You've heard this time and time again, but it's so true. The first 5 days when God finished creation, day one, he said what? God saw it and it was good. Day two, God saw what he'd done. It was good. Day three, day four, day five. When God saw all these things, it was good. But when he created man, he didn't say it was good. God saw all he'd done and he said it was what? Very good. And Lucifer saw this.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.